For Once in My Life by Colleen Coleman and read by Roisin Rankin for Saga Egmont. Prologue. There are very few things in this world that bring me as much joy as weddings do. I mean, how can you not love a giant, fairy-lit, all-day, all-night party where you get to dress up, dance, drink bubbly and watch two people you care about vow to be best friends forever? If sharing a peak emotional experience surrounded by all the ones you love and admire is overrated, overpriced or over the top, you just haven't been to a really good one yet. Which is what I told my fiancé Adam when he suggested we elope and spend all our savings on cocktails and jet skis. I waggled my finger and spelt it out in no uncertain terms that was never going to happen for us. There hadn't been a wedding in my family since the 1930s. Our big day in the quaint little church at the top of our town, surrounded by all our friends and family, was to be le shebang total. So, today is my wedding day. Sorry, typo. I keep saying that. But of course I mean our wedding day. Even though it's me who has planned everything down to the smallest detail. A DNA test would now confirm that I'm at least 66% bridezilla. But it will all be worth it because you only want to do this once, right? And once it's done, there's no going back. So you may as well throw everything you have into getting it as close to perfect as possible. And I've promised Adam that it will be the best day of our lives. I can't believe it's actually here. May 29th has been the centre of the universe so long it feels surreal that it's come, that the sun rose and this morning started like any other ordinary day. Which, of course, it isn't. From now on, May 29th will never be just an ordinary day. It's our wedding day. And this time next year, we'll open a bottle of champagne that we've kept back from our reception and exchange paper gifts to mark our one-year anniversary. And we'll look back on all our amazing, dreamlike photographs and remember what a perfect day it was and how frazzled and nervous we felt, but how it all played out beautifully, without a single hitch in the end. We'll cozy up on the sofa and reflect on all we've achieved and everything we hope for in the future. May 29th will be our day to remember our love. Thank the heavens above for bringing us together and toast the two of us, Lily for Adam forever. So, I have high hopes for today. I'm wearing a handmade gown shaped like a cupcake, but elegant, I know, but trust me. And I've got a bouquet of the most beautiful, fresh, wild flowers I've ever seen. My real hope is that my future groom's eyes will well up with tears of joy as he watches me walk towards him. And I'm hoping everyone I care about will be there to witness me giving my heart to the person I love. I'm also hoping that the saying, dance like no one is watching, will be something people take to heart once the band starts playing. And I hope that when I look back on today, only the most joyful of memories will spring up in my head. Relax, I know a wedding is only the sparkly tip of the iceberg. I know it's so much more than just a pretty dress, live music and a free bar. To me, a wedding day is the beginning of the most intimate earthly relationship you'll ever have. In 2 minutes, when I walk down that aisle and recite my vows, I'm really saying, I do to a lifetime commitment with the one I love. I'm saying I do to a lifetime of challenges, of obstacles and rainy days, and I'm saying I do to a lifetime of highs and laughter and support and sunshine. The person who's waiting for me right now at the end of the aisle is the person I'm going to experience all of life's blessings with for the next 50 years or more, if we're lucky. He's the person I'll buy my first house with, the one who I'll spend lazy Sundays with, and the one I'll have children with, or another dog if that's more appealing. And this formal church ceremony is going to be so special. But I really can't wait for the after party. This beautiful, long, wrapped ivory gown has a trick up its sleeve. Once the music starts, I'm going to whip off the frilled layers of tulle and organza and have that first dance with my husband in a gorgeous, beaded mini-dress. Complete with vintage lace garter, of course. Hopefully, my best friend Hannah may feel well enough by then to give a toast that'll make me cry. And then I'll do the chicken dance with my granny, and maybe even convince my mum to sing. I hope I will feel love in ways I've never experienced before, and that nothing but happiness will fill my spirit. But most of all, I hope that happiness is one that doesn't go away as I ride off into my happily ever after. My granny stands beside me at the church steps. She steadies her own royal blue fascinator and dabs her eyes with a tissue. It's 11 on the dot, Lily. She nods.